Just a week to go until the first deadline to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. But it won't be the end of the government's struggle to implement that law. Much depends on funding in fiscal 2015. Congressional Republicans, no mood to grant new funding requests. Bloomberg government senior health care analyst Peter Goslin says the White House is facing a fundamental dilemma.
The administration has had to try to piece together money to set up the federal exchange, which covers all the other states. And the places they've gotten that money to date are running out, or congressional Republicans have slapped all sorts of restrictions on them. So 2015 looms as a pretty important, this coming year looms as a pretty important moment in the effort to try to figure out where you get the money to keep the federal exchange going.
So, all right, they're probably not going to get it from Congress. What happens? What are the possibilities for the administration?
So the way you can think about this is that basically the administration is trying to make its way across an ice flow. It's trying to like step from one piece of ice so that it hopes doesn't go through and put in cold water to the next, to the next. The big new piece of ice that they think they can get to is something that, again, nobody envisioned would be there in the way that is there. And that is that when the law was written, the law envisioned exchanges becoming financially self-sufficient by the beginning of 2015, by calendar 2015, January 1st, 2015. And it said, oh, you exchanges, you can charge fees to insurance companies selling plans through your exchange. Well, the administration said, well, look, we're an exchange, so we're going to charge fees. Under the terms of the law, we can charge fees. And they believe they'll raise about $1.2 billion in fees in fiscal the coming fiscal year, fiscal 2015. And that's going to be the critical money that will keep the administration in business in terms of running these exchanges.
What number of people signing up gives them that number? I mean, the sign-ups have been running well below expectations, and you know, they say 5 million. I mean, who really knows? But, yeah. I mean, how many people have to sign up to get them $1 billion? I mean, it cost them $1 billion to develop the site.
Yeah, it did. And there are some other sources of money they can tap. But remember, one of the things that's forgotten in the reporting on this subject is that despite essentially everything going against them, right? I mean, Americans, millions of Americans have signed up. Do we know the exact number? No, but it's a lot. A 3.5% fee on the premiums of all those insurance policies can raise you quite a bit of money. And if this thing, the other thing that's forgotten is, while we say that open enrollment is going to end next week, that doesn't mean there aren't going to be more people signing up. Anybody who has a life change, loses their job, gets pregnant, has a big drop in income for some other reason, is going to be eligible to sign up. So there are still going to be more people signing up through the rest of 2014. And so I think that, I mean, if you do the math, you can come out with let me say, you're right, Tom, that we don't know the exact amount of money. So this year, for this current fiscal year, they predicted they were going to rake in $450 million worth of fees. Well, the budget that the president issued a few weeks ago shows that they actually only got $200 million. So it's not a certain thing yet.
So the bottom line, well, what I'm taking away from our discussion so far is that the administration oversold this to them, to itself, not only perhaps, you know, lowering people's expectations in the great beyond, but that they're going to have to scramble at least to make up for that $250 million in fees that they expected to get already that they haven't.
Well, oversold is a strange way to put it. The fact of the matter is the structure of the law assumed one thing, and they found themselves in a different world. So, and they found themselves in a world where the federal government has to take more control than they'd intended it to take. And they've found it with a Congress that will not appropriate the major sums for the implementing of the law. So it's a real squeeze for them. They have for the last several years moved money around between accounts like crazy. And each time they've done it, the House Republicans have put new limits on that. So poor structuring of the law and adamant and continuing opposition from the Republicans that puts the administration, the bind they're in.
We're speaking with Peter Goslin. He's a senior healthcare analyst at Bloomberg Government. Let's zoom out for a minute from the details of this.
Sure.
I mean, the law, its ostensible purpose was, we kept hearing there are 30 million people uninsured, and this will get them insured, was what I at least heard is one of the ideas here, and that it would be less expensive for everybody else. The expense, it's hard to tell yet how the premiums are really going to go. Right now they're up. But the question is, will it, if it were funded, would it achieve the goal of 30 million people that are not insured being insured?
Well, it's not going to, a couple of things, Tom. It's not going to achieve that goal this year. My guessing is that of the people who have signed up, who will have signed up by the end of open enrollment, they'll be lucky if half of them were previously uninsured. A lot of the people who are signing up this year are people who are moving from some other insurance to insurance through the exchanges. I think this is just growing pains, that eventually it will make a dent in the uninsured rate. And there are many more than 30 million uninsured in this country. It's well over 40, and it's going to be brought down slowly over time, presuming these institutions stay in place. One other thing I want to say is that the money we're talking about in this conversation is money to pay government officials and vendors and contractors to put the IT machinery and the processes in place to run the exchanges. The money that gives people subsidies to help them buy their own insurance, which is what exchanges are all about, that money is mandatory money. That's money the only way Congress can touch it is to repeal the law.
All right. So, and that leads me to this question. I mean, what specific aspects of the act are riding on the funding? Is it basically this healthcare.gov portal?
Well, that's part of it. One of the things that's clear, so every month I do a tracker of sort of major developments in the law. And one of the things that becomes clear when you look at the nitty-gritty stuff coming out of coming out every day from the government is that there really isn't any computer back end to this system. I mean, they're doing so one of the things that's supposed to happen is people go to the exchange, they buy an insurance policy, and then they prove that their income is low enough that they're eligible for help from the federal government, a subsidy. So they pay for part of the insurance, and then the federal government is supposed to send a check to the insurance company. Well, all that was supposed to have been automated. It isn't automated. Literally, the back end of this operation is basically working with people filling out forms. They may be filling it out on a computer, but it's not automated. It's somebody filling in the boxes and sending the insurance company, sending it to the government, and the government saying, we think this is pretty correct, and sending the check to the insurance company. All that stuff is still being run the way you run a country store, and it's got to be automated. We're talking now about millions of people, and next year, if the thing works, you're going to have millions more. That's all got to be built. And in many cases, it has to be rebuilt because it was such a mess the first time around.
I guess if you look at it as a matter of public policy and you wanted to, as a matter of public policy, to make insurance mandatory, because that was really the centerpiece of it also, mm-hmm. then it would seem like it would mitigate in favor of having an automated back end to make sure it happens, because it's mandatory or you pay a tax or fee or fine, whatever you want to call it, if you're not insured. But if now that has been taken off the books now, the president just said, well, that's not going to be the case, the mandatory nature of it for several years now. In that case, then why do you really need the automation now? Because people could always buy their own insurance. That's nothing new.
Yeah, but wait. The president hasn't taken that off the books. There have been all the Obama administration has done all sorts of rule bending to make up for the mess of the very early rollout. But there's in some ways, there's less removed than meets the eye. For example, the administration says, you can keep selling non-compliant policies, policies that don't meet the standards that are in the Affordable Care Act for what an insurance policy has to cover for a few more years. Well, wait a second. That makes it sound like the old market, which was a mess, can keep right on going. Well, no, that's not quite true. If you had insurance in 2013, you can keep renewing that policy. But Tom, if you didn't have a policy, one of those crummy old policies, and you want to buy one in 2014, you can't be sold a new non-compliant policy. So the mandate is still in place. Now, the other thing that they've said is we're not going to get hard ass about the penalties the first year. I think that's just good politics. They're trying to get people used to a new system, saying getting them used to it by saying they're going to charge them hundreds or thousands of dollars in penalties is not a great sales technique. But sooner or later, if the whole thing survives, those penalties are going to kick in. And in the meantime, they're pushing what in many states, many state exchanges call a culture of coverage, that it just like you have auto insurance. It's, you know, if you're a responsible adult, you have auto insurance. So you'll have health care insurance.